did go on for years, Peter, and it was more stressful than I can describe. I tried to describe the pain of it all in the book. I found myself at some point, maybe 3 or 4 years into my gambling experience, in so much debt that I was, of course, embarrassed to let people know how much debt I was in. My wife knew, but I didn't want my friends and colleagues to know how foolish I had been and what stupid decisions I had made with my life and with my money. So rather than just go to the casinos and say, "Hey, I want to shut down my credit and pay you off over time," because they don't usually give you easy payouts, I just kept, trying to keep this house of cards, no pun intended, afloat. And so I would open up as many credit lines as I could and take the chips from one place, cash them in after, giving a little bit of play to make it look good, and go to the casino where I owed $10,000, pay that off, and then take that marker out and play a little bit and cash those chips in. And this went on for, oh my gosh, probably 15 years or more.
And you develop skills at gaming the casinos up to a point where you
Yes.
could use this kind of a Ponzi or we used to call it check kiting,
Yes,
but you're
that's right.
basically just rolling over borrowed money from one debt to another.
So true.
And you got a call from the FBI one morning. You hadn't managed to anticipate how your financial activity was being monitored by the banks.